We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Alleluia. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done for us. Alleluia. We are grateful, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we give you praise. Mighty God, we exalt your holy name. Jehovah, we magnify your name in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord God, for another day in the land of the living. To you alone we return all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you, Lord God, for your love towards us. Thank you for your mercy. For it is by your mercy that we are not consumed. We return all the glory back unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for making us to know thee. Thank you, Lord God, for your word that you continually send unto us. I pray, Lord, as we come to share your word, send our word to us. Send your word to every individual that will hear this message in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word keep us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us the grace to abide in your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another podcast, another day. A day that the Lord has made, that we should rejoice and be glad in it. In the last episode, I was talking about meditation. Our text came from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Meditation. Right, I'm still continuing. If you have not listened to that, please do listen to it, and then you'll be able to put things together. I'm continuing on that meditation. This is meditation part 2. But in this meditation part 2, we want to examine some four, five verses in the Bible that if we do meditate on this word and they become part of us, we will be a better Christian. Let me put it that way, a better Christian. Let me start from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You know, our text is coming from Joshua chapter 1. Let me read that out. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but that thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Yeah? To observe to do all that's written therein, so that you have good success and you'll be prosperous. Thus, paraphrase that. Right. So that's our text. So that means we meditate on the word of God, and then the word of God that we meditate upon and becomes part of us will empower us to become a better Christian. You have good success and you'll be prosperous. Right. So good success, that is success in every area of life, and you prosper in all things that you do, because as you meditate in the word of God, you receive a revelation from it telling you what to do and what not to do. Okay. So now I was going to talk about Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Or you can take it from verse 1. Paul was writing to the Romans, says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. 2, he says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Meditate on this word. What do you grab from it? What do you decode from these two verses? If you meditate on this portion of the Bible very well, then you have a changed life as a Christian. That's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What will transform your life? What will renew your mind? The word of God. As you meditate there in the word of God, to observe, to do all that is written therein, you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. Take that as one. Write it down. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. All right. So we're looking at scriptures that we can meditate upon, and then we have a better Christian walk with God, because the kingdom of God is not about words, it's about power. And it is not enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the spirit and the power of God. Okay, right. So Luke 10:19, another scripture. It says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Now, Jesus has said, "Behold, I give unto you power." Do you believe that? Meditate upon it. When you meditate upon it and you receive it, then begin to cast out demons. It's because you have control over situations, you have control over principalities, over demons. But because you do not know that Jesus already gave you power, how did he give you power? And how? The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, say, "As many as received him, to them gave he power." As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And once you are the son of God, you are empowered. Okay, beloved, we need to get the word of God together and be able to meditate and know who we are as a Christian. Know who we are as a Christian. Let me go further. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 19. I'll read two chapters here. Please write down so that you can meditate on these things. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 19, it says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, yeah, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." Hold that. So he raised Jesus from the dead, and Jesus is now at the right hand of God in the heavenly places. Okay, all right, let's go quickly to chapter 2 and let's take it from verse 5. Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 5 and 6. It said, "Even when we were dead in sin, he had quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Hear that now. Can you see that? So you have been raised together. When you get born again and you are baptized and all that, and you believe with your heart, the Bible says that you have been raised together with Jesus and seated in heavenly places. Now, coming back to chapter 1, verse 21, it said, "Far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." You know what? We don't believe. And some of us will say, Jesus was speaking to the disciples. Are you not a disciple of Jesus? We don't believe. That's why we are struggling in the place of prayer. I am trying to believe the word of God as it is written, and to meditate upon the word of God as it is written. And like I said in the last episode, some people are looking at the Bible as just a storybook telling us about what happened. But you see, when you meditate, you get the mystery that is in the story. When you meditate on the word of God, Jesus has been raised and he's been seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. Need to meditate on that. And the Bible says that you have been raised together and seated together with Christ in heavenly places. So you are far above demons. But because we do not know where we are, we do not know our place in Christ. He says, "He has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son." But here we are still glorifying Satan. In most things that we do, we talk about Satan a lot. We talk about the power of Satan. We talk about the activities of Satan. We talk about everything about Satan, about power of darkness, about the works of the devil. Well, we are not talking about the power of God, the capability of God, the one who has created everything. We are not saying much about that. But In a prayer session of 1 hour, our prayers is always against the enemy, of the work of the devil, the curses, the covenant, the this, the that. We're glorifying Satan. We need to glorify God, that God may be glorified in our lives. But we need to understand the word of God. We need to understand our place in Christ. All right, so let me share this one. I love this one. Isaiah chapter 49, very quickly because of my time. Isaiah chapter 49, I want to begin to read from verse 24. I'm talking about the power that is in the word of God. When you meditate and you understand and it becomes part of you. I had a pastor friend from a particular denomination. I don't want to mention the name of the church, but they are very, very prayerful ministry, you know. If I just say one thing about them now, some of us will know. So the pastor now told me that, you know, pastors also have issues. If you don't know that, I'm telling you that today. Pastors have issues that they call upon God so that God will attend to their own issues as well. So I was with this pastor, this man of God, and after our discussion, he gave me prayer points to go and pray. And the prayer points on that book must be about 100 and something. And I was to pray that every day for I don't know how many days now. I can't remember now. But you know what happened? I've said this to people before. While I was in the bathroom to have my shower and they get out for the morning, as I was there, I had in my spirit. You see, when you have the word of God, the Holy Spirit will prompt that word in you when it is needed. Okay, so as I was in the bathroom, or the bathroom as you may know it, I had in my spirit, shall the prey be taken? Shall the prey be taken by the... I didn't know the completion of that scripture or that verse. So immediately I came out from the bathroom, I went to search the scripture and I found it. He said, shall the prey... This is I'm coming from Isaiah 49 verse 24 now. He said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I, the Lord, will contend with him that contend with you, and I will save your children. Beloved, that was the scripture that delivered me. In the place of 100 and something prayer point, that was the word that came. It said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive deliver. I'm talking about the lawful captive, somebody that offended lawfully and has been captured. He said, but thus said the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I, the Lord, beloved. So when I meditated upon that, I now pray based on this revelation from this scripture. That was what I used to pray for myself. Beloved, there is need for us to know the word of God, and there is need for us to meditate. Please, do meditate on this word. Don't just quote them off heart or just from your head. Yes, the Bible says that my God shall supply all my... No. It doesn't work like that. First, you must know what happened before Paul prayed that prayer, that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God bless you all, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. There are other scriptures that I may not be able to share today, but please, whenever you study the word of God, do meditate and make sure that you get something from whatever chapter or verses that you read from. The Lord bless you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, we bless you. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, breathe upon your word in the heart of your people, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Beloved, thank you so much for listening. Please do share this message. Somebody will be blessed, definitely, in Jesus' name. Until I come your way again on Monday, do have a very wonderful weekend. Stay blessed and stay safe. Sorry for taking so much of your time. God bless you.